I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Kids who can understand anything they say. Kids, they are disobedient, disrespectful oafs. Noisy, crazy, sloppy, lazy loafers. And while we're on the subject, kids, you can talk and talk till your face is blue. Kids, but they still do just what they want to do. Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? What's the matter with kids today?
Kids, from the original Broadway cast recording of Bye Bye Birdie. Well, the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company is putting on its all-area youth production, Bye Bye Birdie, this week. Lots of kids on stage and in the wings. The curtain goes up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. The production is directed by Tom Schnari. He teaches English at Parkland College in Champaign, and he's my guest in this portion of the show. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
Well, Bye Bye Birdie was a smash hit on the stage and the screen in the 60s. It's seen a number of revivals, and it's put on over and over again by high schools and colleges. What are the charms of this show? Why does it sing?
The thing that I love about this show is this is basically the reason I got involved in theater, because when I remember as like a fifth grader going to see a high school production of this and just thinking it was so glamorous and wonderful. And I think the things that really make it kind of timeless, and the reason that audiences always react to it and think that it's charming, is the fact that it really brings out the idea of our fascination with celebrity and rock and roll, but it also shows the heart of relationships and family and that sort of thing. So it's kind of a nice balance between glamour show business and also the romanticism that we have about couples and marriage and small town life.
Well, give us a little bit more of a thumbnail sketch of the plot.
The thumbnail sketch of the plot is it's based on Elvis Presley's being drafted into the army and the PR that surrounded that. And so Elvis has morphed into a character called Conrad Birdie, which the name is a derivative of Conway Twitty. And what the focus of the show is really, though, is a romance between Albert Peterson, who is a frustrated English teacher who is managing Conrad Birdie, and his long-suffering secretary who just wants to settle down and get married. And in the midst of that is her not being pleased that he's involved with the music business and having to work and focus on that. And also he has a mother who seems to be widowed, who is a little bit of a steamroller as far as other women in Albert's life. So it's how does this couple get together? And then Rosie comes up with an idea to rid them of Birdie, which is that they want to do this big PR move. And so they find Kim McAvee in Sweet Apple, Ohio, who's the quintessential kind of fan club member. And they decide that before he goes, Conrad goes off to service, he is going to give a kiss to this sweet, innocent girl who has just gotten pinned to her boyfriend, Hugo. And so that's the secondary love story, is the teenage love story and the triangle that's set up with her fascination with Conrad, but her love for this nice, sweet, kind of dorky boy.
Yeah, and you've got the thing going with the music thing and this Elvis-like character, Conrad Birdie. And maybe we could play another clip from the cast recording.
That'd be great.
This is honestly sincere.
Speak to us, O beautiful one. Tell us how you make that glorious sound that even now in anticipation of it has reduced me to a snarling, raging, panting jungle beast.
You gotta be sincere. You gotta be sincere. You gotta feel it here. 'Cause if you feel it here, well, then you're gonna be honestly sincere. If what you feel is true, really feel it, you make them
feel it too. Write this down now, you gotta be sincere, honestly sincere. Man, you gotta be sincere. If you're really sincere, if you're really sincere, if you feel it in here, then it's gotta be right, oh baby. Oh honey, hug me. Suffer.
Hug me. So the young cast members have to be just having a great time with this play.
Yeah, I think they're having just a really good time. I think they were a little reticent initially. This is the third student production, and they've done very dramatic and very quality work in the past. They did Les Mis, and then they did Ragtime last year. And when we announced Bye Bye Birdie, I think that they were like, oh, it's not as deep and meaningful, and some people were concerned about that. But they're really stretching their comedic muscles. They're being worked out by my choreographer, Monica Sammy, and my musical director, April Smith. And they're just having a ball, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So what is it like when they, when you do a rehearsal and you say, we'll see you tomorrow? They must be going out the door just feeling great.
I think they are. They're the best group of kids I've ever worked with. I hadn't worked with this age group. We've gone from 7 to 18-year-olds within our cast, and I haven't worked with this age group for several years. So it's just been so invigorating to see how excited they are about the show and how committed they are to giving the best show to Champaign-Urbana that they can.
How many students are working on the show?
We had an audition over 120 students, and we have a cast that's in the mid-60s right now.
Okay, very good. And other than playing the parts in the show, are they responsible for other aspects of the production?
There are there were the load-ins and the ideas of making a set at one place, moving into the Virginia Theater. So the older kids helped with that. They're helping with moving set pieces, making sure costume pieces are happening. Many of the actresses that are in more subordinate parts are helping the leads dress. So they're getting a lot of backstage experience along with the onstage work.
Okay. Now, the show runs from Thursday through Sunday. What are the show times?
The show times are June 26, 27, and 28 are at 7:30. And then on Saturday, we also have a special matinee, which is on June 28th at 1 p.m. And then on Sunday, we have a matinee at our regular time, which is June 29th at 2:30 p.m.
Okay. Now, are tickets available in advance at the door or both?
Tickets are available both at in advance and at the door. For information, you can call 355-3636, or you can visit us on the web at www.cutc.org. And then also the Virginia Theater ticket box office has tickets available.
Okay, and the Virginia Theater is located in downtown Champaign at 203 West Park. The other thing I want to know before we wrap up, the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, now this is its third all-youth production.
Yes.
What led the company to want to do this in the first place?
We always have such a big response from younger kids wanting to be involved in shows. And one of the things that we come from is we have kids that are from all the way from Downs, Illinois to Charleston, Illinois, and then satellite communities around here. So you've got a lot of kids who have a lot of interest in theater and desire to do theater, but not a lot of opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so CUTC chose to set up this program where they could actually be in a more adult situation, meet a wider range of kids, and also learn more about the craft of theater and kind of amp it up a notch from school productions into a community theater that is trying to teach them some professionalism and things that they can use when they go into college or other productions.
I would imagine that there's some friendships being forged along the way.
Yeah, there's. Wow, yeah. What was cool about it is to watch the kids who have done the show for like 2 or 3 years and reuniting with people that they haven't seen in a while. And yeah, there's just some really good friendships and relationships.
And I would imagine that the older kids mentor the younger kids.
Yeah, it's been a very protective and good environment with the younger kids really looking up to the older kids. And we've got a charming moment with Put on a Happy Face with Albert Peterson dancing with a group of 7 to 10-year-old girls. That's just really kind of cute and precious.
Well, speaking of Put on a Happy Face, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay.
gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face.